Hello, Barry.
What do you say, Justin?
It's like a temporary disfigurement story, really.
A what?
Temporary disfigurement.
Temporary disfigurement. We're trying to build a swollen person, so there must be some swelling involved, yeah?
Well, we went out to this 40th birthday. My wife's uncle had a 40th party.
Yeah.
It was a good night. All went off pretty well. My wife looked really nice, and he had a few drinks, got pretty fierce. Come back in the evening.
Yeah.
The kids were being looked after, and sort of woke up in the morning, rolled over to look at my wife, you know?
Yeah.
And she looked like the elephant woman.
She swelled up.
5 times the size of normal size.
All of her?
Just all her head, really. It's like she's
a head. Oh, mother is.
She didn't know what was going on, you know? She didn't know.
Wow. So Justin, write this down. Justin's wife's massive keys, and spell it H-E-E-B. Okay. Go on, carry on.
So I sort of said to her, you know, do you feel like anything's wrong? She said, no, what's that? I go, well, you want to go and look at yourself.
You know? Oh, charming.
So she went to the mirror. She went to the bathroom and sort of screamed. And as the day went on, it just sort of got bigger and bigger. And
her head?
Her head got...
Wouldn't it have been great if you'd have had one of those fairground mirrors in your house, right? And so as she just said, I can't see anything wrong.
You were watching the film, we're sharing it last night.
It was on, with the sun, in the hall
of mirrors. And of course he looks at himself and he sees himself as he would have been if it was normal.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. How strange is that? I didn't even know that was on. So, all right, so there's your wife with a massive heap. And what happened? What was the harvest?
Well, it was a Sunday anyway. Sort of the family put around the Sunday and it's sort of a trail of people up the stairs just to look at her.
Yeah.
And come down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And next day went down.
Did it?
It came down,
and you know nothing about it.
I didn't take any photographs.
I'm no great fan of the X-Files, Alice, and it's not much of an episode. It lacks sustained dramatic interest. But here is a man who woke up. What's your wife's name?
Lisa.
It woke up next to Lisa, and Lisa had a massive heed.
Yeah.
Right, and throughout the day, the heed grew and it grew. Right, until she had this big heed. Right, and nothing was taken, you know, you can understand it, it's only a massive heed. And then the next morning they woke up, and it was back to its normal size.
So what was that?
I was jealous of a little bit.
So what was that?
I was sort of jealous a little bit,
you know? No, I'm sure, but what do you put it down
to? Well, I think it was like an eye makeup thing, and I think it was sort of affected her eyes, some sort of makeup.
Ah, thing. Now you're taking us back to one of our great questions. Why do women open their mouths when applying eye makeup? Because you can do it. Why do women open their mouths? Thank you, by the way, Justin. Your wife's massive seeds on there. Laurie, why do women open their mouths when applying eye makeup?
I have no idea, but I after we did that day, I thought about it next time I was putting it on. Yep.
What's going on there, Alice?
I think it's because you're making your muscles rigid so that you can
still. Yeah, we could do that, right?
Okay.
But shut your mouth and they stay the same.
I don't know.
No, they're doing the eye makeup. What are they trying to pull?
I can't help you except on the muscle rigidity suggestion.